And if do they tibloneichel, your tavlin, your spices should also be blown away. So Ashbam, yiyu mufuzorin tavlin shalachem, as your spices that you use should be spread away. And porach ziko lemuraiko chadato, that the wind should blow away the new merakai, also type of a spice, saffron, they say, the nekito noshim kishronis, that the women, that the witchcraft use. They use this as spice, murakayu, so also we tell it to them, like a teresa klola, it should be blown away from you. Rashbam says, Yeporcha ziko, the maraiku chanato de nekitisa, on the right side of Rashbam, Yeyisa ruach, oisai boishim, the wind should blow away that type of psamim, type of spice, chodesh that new one, sha'atam achzosob yodechim achashiv boi. You use that type of a spice to do witchcraft with it. So give you a klol, it should be blown away. So the Mara, and he says also, Adachanini v'chananaychu lo yasisu l'goy. It means a lotion like, when the hatrach monosami min ha-shamayim, or else when I took good care of myself, I never met up with any witchcraft. No, nothing ever happened to me. This is what our name has said about himself. Avahashto yasisu l'goy. But now that I meet up with this witchcraft, with these ladies here, is karchanina, it cooled off already, v'chananaychu, it cooled off my heat, in other words, my closeness. So I'm exactly means to me, Shemayim, my closeness that I had in Shemayim, that they protected me, or that I took good care of myself, that no mazikim came to me, now I see it got cooled off. That's why you, a witchcraft, were able to come to me. The Rashbam says, Adachanini b'chanachaychu loy asis l'goy. Means, kol zaman shechosu olay min ha-shemayim. Kol zaman they had rachmonos on me min ha-shemayim, v'yani chasis yalatz, when I took good care of myself, even you, witchcraft, you have rachmonos on me, lebosti b'nechem, I never met up with you, and you never met up with me. Abahashti diyasi l'goy kerechanin ovechanaychu. Abahashti shebosti b'nechem. Now that Remain was saying I do meet up with these witchcrafts, is yodei, I know about myself, sheneskaru alai rachmechem. That the rachmonos, like from Hashem, from Shemayim, got cooled off. The gam rachmin is karvish like a sasti alatzmi. I didn't even take good care of myself. That's why I met up with these witchcrafts. Right. So Gemara now, b'marova. So far the Gemara is talking about two different things. There's one union of zugais. That's having two things, drinking two cups, eating two foods. That's an union of zugais. And that's bad for mazikim. Mazikim means some type of a shadim, demons that come and can do bad things to us. There's another thing of witchcraft. With ladies that they do, okay, men also, they do type of witchcraft with different things. With usually pieces of bread they could do it with, or this type of saffron, type of spices, we also have to stay away from them. Now the Gemara goes back to the Zugais. From Arof and Eretz Yisrael, Lekafti Yazugi. They weren't afraid about the Zugim, the Gemara we had before, that a person should not drink things or eat things in pairs, 2, 4, 6, 8. And that was the Gemara's kasha before. How could the Rabbanu be Mesak and Dalad Kaisas, Pesach by night? Four is an eating of Zugais. So Gemara gave a few towards him. But that wasn't a time that we are afraid of Zugais. Now that they're in Eretz Yisrael, they weren't afraid of Zugais. They weren't afraid that the mazik will harm you if you drink in pairs. Right? The Ravdimi min Adoi, kopit. But Ravdimi that came from Nadoi, there they were makpid. They were makpid not to drink too. They were afraid of the mazikim. And afilo arushma de chavita. You know how much they were makpid? Be careful. They were careful when they made signs on a chavita. They had a barrel. They wanted to make signs to know how full it is. Like, this is a sign that's half full. This is a sign that's 3/4 full. They didn't put only 2 signs or 4 signs. They made sure to at least make 3, 5, 7. Don't make an even number. Even for that, they were afraid of zugais, for the mazikim would come. Afilu arushma de chavita. Making the rosh, making lines on the chavita, they were also makpid not to do it in pairs. So Shabbat says, kopet arushma de chavita, ki shemoicher and yayim, when they used to sell the wine, chaykikin pegimais bechavis. They would make slots like lines on the barrel. Lemis paraifus, to know how much wine is in it. The kopet alaychu shlo yotze bezugais. They made sure they didn't only make 4 or 6 lines, they were makpetab at least an odd number. So Mar have used it. Once happened that they only put an even number there. Opoka chavita. And then the mazik came there, and the mazik burst open that barrel. The barrel both burst open. You see a riot, then you should be makpid not to make pairs of 2, 4, 6, 8. So the more klal of the milsa. You know what the klal of this dinyan is? That kol d'ksachur, the shaila was the machlokes here. In Eretz Yisrael, they were not makpid. They didn't care about these mazikim. And in Nadoi, they did care about it. So the Gemara says, klal of the milsa, that kol d'kapit kafti. If you're makbid upon it, you should know, kafti badei, the mazikim are also makbid upon you. And if for one time you'll drink zugais, they'll get after you. What about a dulei kafid? A person like people in the Hadoi, they were not makbid upon zugais, or like people in Eretz Yisrael, they were not makbid, is like kafti badayu, that the shaydim also usually don't come to you. But you should be a mechish, means be aware of it. Like something, be aware. Like, it's not just I'm in vain, the Indian of Zugais. You have to know, even though they don't bother you so much, but it's possible maybe they will be mad at you. So the mechish, to be aware about it, to be careful, it's kedai to be careful. So Hashbam learns, call the kopit. Whoever takes too much care of himself, like makbid never to do pairs, is kopit badei ha-shedim. Then you should know the shedim fakir, they see you're so makbid, they'll try and get you. Lazikoi. Abu the lay kopit kokach, some is not so makbid. Lekafte badayu laziko. They're not after you so much to be mad at you. Or me ulumechesh mi boy, that means afilu man lekopit, lekaftina badei. The time of lekafte badei klal, and came zugas lam iskab gemara. But there is a gemara that said you should be careful about zugas. So just means to say, don't have to go crazy over it, to be makbid, never to do too. But if possible, try not to do things with zugas. So the markiyosi ravdi mi yomar. Shtei beitzim, the cloud is like this. Two eggs, that's terrible. Ushtei agoizim, two nuts is terrible. Shtei kishuyim is terrible. The bedover acher, there's one other thing that's also terrible. Is halach l'moshe misinai. These things, that halach l'moshe misinai means they were noig even for Moshe Rabbeinu's times, not to eat these things in pairs, two things. Because if you eat two eggs, or you eat two nuts at one time, that's a shalom for mazikim. Then the mazikim will come after you. And two kishurim, two cucumbers, and there's one other thing, but the Gemara doesn't say what. Therefore, umestav kalul rabbonin, my neil dover achar. The rabbonin now and mesupik were in doubt, what is this other thing that also we should be afraid of, eat it in two, the mazikim will come after you. Because the rabbonin bekula zugi mishum dover achar. The reason why we're knowing not to do anything in pairs, don't drink two cups of wine, two cups of water, the reason is because we don't know what this last thing to be careful about is. So since we have in doubt what it is, we're afraid of everything. And we don't take anything in pairs. Said Rashbam, that means, the Dover Acher, Adayin Yesh Pri Echod, is another peri, Shemakfidim B'zugoysov, Halachal Moshe Messina Demaski. Even at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were afraid that the Mazikim should not get a hold of you, so they did not eat pairs of it. So since we do not know what this last thing is, we're not put upon anything. So now the Hodi Amor and Asara, Timni, Shisa, Bo, Ain't them Mishum Zugi, the Gemara before we had, that one man the other says 10, there's no union of Zugis. Even though it's an even number, so much if you drink 10 cups, the Mazikim won't be after you. Another man the other says 8, already they won't be after you. Another one said even 6. Another one said even 4, they won't be after you. In other words, only if you drink 2 will mazikim come after you. But if you drink 4, mazikim won't bother you. So where it says, Layamoran Elinyan Mazikin. That was only said for the Indian of mazikim, that if you drink 4 cups, then mazikim won't bother you. Avulinyan Shachim. But in the case we're afraid of witchcraft, then Afilo Tuva Namichashinim. Then you have to be afraid even a lot. Because in a case where there's witchcraft around ladies that are oisik and witchcraft, no matter how many pairs you drink, even 10 or even 20, you also have to be afraid that they shouldn't do witchcraft on you. Rashbam says, Vodi Amrit, Liel Asar Ein Ben Mishum Zuga, Itani Mili Hechad Lekel Noshim Kishmonis, where there's no ladies that do witchcraft. But if you have ladies that do things with witchcraft, then you have to be careful even for 10 cups. What was the Maitza? Ki Ho Dehu Gavr, it happened to a man, Tegir Shilat Vesua. He gave his wife a gift. He got rid of his wife. Ozal, his wife, went into Volachanvino. She went and married the man that has a storekeep, or a bar maybe. It's a person that sells beer. Now, Kol Yoimehevi Ozal Veshosti Chamra. Every day, the first husband used to come into that store and used to drink a beer, used to drink wine there. And his ex-wife was there, and she, by the way, she was a witch, and she wanted to get even on him. She wanted to do something bad to him. So he used to drink wine there, but having of the lake shofim, and she was a witchcraft. She used to try and do witchcraft back to him. And she couldn't do anything to him. because the first husband was always makpid never to drink only pears, never to end off just 2, 4, or 6. He always drank at least 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. He was always makpid never to end off in pears. Yom echad, that happened one day, ashti tuve. One day he drank a little bit too much. He got like a little bit sick already, drunk, and he didn't realize how much he drank. Ad shisasar heavy tzaili. Till 16 cups of wine, his mind was still there. He knew what he was doing. Like 16, he was still makbid, not 10 off the time he took the 17th. But when he took the 17th one, then mikan v'yelech lehevi tzayiv lo yizdayim b'navshay. When he took that 17th cup, that knocked him out, and now he forgot himself, and he didn't know how to be nizir to stop off with an odd number, and he ended off by starts with an even number. Time he drank 18 cups. Is afikta bezuga, he ended up with an even number. That's how many cups he drank that day. Is kievi ozel, when he went home, so Kitsa, his ex-wife, that day got a hold of him there in the store and did some witchcraft on him. Is kievi ozel, when her husband was walking home, gasbe yehutaya, a certain Arab met up with him. Omale, the Arab said to him, that gavra katilahu di ozel, hocha, I see a dead man walking here. In other words, this Arab Mestam also knew about witchcraft already, and is able to tell that witchcraft was Isaac, was working on this man, and he's a dead man already. What happened with this man? Ozel, he was walking, chafkel adikli, bumped into the dekel, a palm tree, or he cracked the palm tree. Tzavcha, it screamed out, dikla, the palm tree screamed out, opokiyu, and this person burst it open, and he died there. Tzikitsa, that's finally his ex-wife, got back to him with this witchcraft, and she was pale that chayes exactly the palm tree cracked and started to cry, and then he burst it open, and Kitsuri died. So there's an Indian here, you see that drank. You have to be careful for witchcraft. It's only if there's no witchcraft, no witches around. It's only a shayla from Zugin, then we say more than 4, they don't harm you. But it's a question of witchcraft, then you have to be careful no matter how much you drink. Rashi Rashbam says, Oza chavko diklo, mitoy choyle v'dago, Nismachalov, this man was so worried and sick, he was nismach, he leaned on the dekel tree. Hachagasin et sovach diklo, the dekel tree started to scream, so his wind came and blew it, made noise. Opoka boy, vihadekel yovesh mikoyecha achshayfim. And it bursted there, and the palm tree dried up because of the witchcraft, and the person also died there. But, omarav avira, ka'arois, plates, or kikrois and bread, pieces of bread, chalis, pieces of bread, ain't bemishim zugais. There's no issam zugais upon bread, or upon karos, plus means place food inside it. So drashi karospam karois, imochal shtei karos tashim. If you eat 2 different plates, you have a double. You eat 1 plate of spaghetti and take another plate of spaghetti. Or else you eat 2 breads. It's ain't bemishim zugais. That's not a shala from zugais. What's the pshat? Klala dinus, not the klal is. Anything that people make, like here bread people make, or else a plate, a tavshol, spaghetti that people cooked up, ain't bemishim zugais. Then there's no shaila from zugais. Even if you have 2 portions, there's nothing wrong with it. But like fruit that was gomru b'day shemayim, Hashem finished off making the apples, it's finished by mina shemayim. Then we say b'day adam b'mile mina d'maychol, things of that you could eat, food that you could eat. That was finished with a shemayim like an egg or like fruits, chashinim. Then you have to be afraid not to eat it in pairs. Like we had before, don't eat 2 eggs, or don't eat 2 apples, don't eat 2 nuts, don't eat 2 kishurim, nuts, or cucumbers, because those are gomer with a shemayim. Here there is a shiloh from mazikim. So shbam gomer with a shemayim. Chashinim, they have a dover achar. We're afraid of that one, the last thing, we didn't know what it meant. The gazel b'shvil and kol zugas gam with eshemayim hein teres achol dominei. It's all those things that the Brisa said you have to be afraid. Were all things that were finished with eshemayim. It was eggs or fruits or vegetables or nuts. Those you have to be afraid of. Vashenkein things that we cook or else kikras bread that we make. Then there's no shayla. So the Chazon Yesh I think supposed to ask the kashia. We know the whole sugi before said not like that. We had the whole gemara to have kosais. Of wine is also shalom from zugais. We had before the old gemara started off with that. But the question was, how did the rabbanim say to have 4 kaisis? Pesach by night, I 4 is zugais. Now what's wine? Wine is not gomer b'day shemayim. Wine doesn't grow. Wine is something we make. the grapes grow, but then we have to squeeze out the grapes to make the wine. So the wine is like a tavshol. And the Gemara says here, by tavshol, b'dei adam, there's no zugais. I, the old Gemara says that when you have a cups of adam, a cup is zugais. And now I have two pairs, two cups. See, one says that there are two different categories of zugais here. One zugais means that if you eat things together, if you eat a kikros, like two pieces of bread together, there's nothing in between, that's like one eating. Or you eat two karmas, two plates of food that we made, that's called like one big plate. It's only if you eat two nuts, or you eat two apples, or two eggs at the same time, since they're finished by itself, they're choshev, they're called zugais. But avad, if you drink one cup of wine right now, then you stop, and you drink another cup a little bit later, that for sure would also be called zugais. In other words, that we say b'day odom, what we do, two pieces of bread, there's no zugais, that's only if you like eat it together. If you eat it together, it's called like one eating, there's no zugais. But if you eat one piece of bread now, and then a little bit later you drink another, you'll eat some more bread, could be that would be zugais. So also, by Kaysen, for also the same question. We're drinking one cup now, then we're drinking another cup later. Since you're drinking it one after another a little bit later, there would be a shell of zugais, even though that was made b'day odom. Not sure. Who we hear what the Gemara says here? The Chur will not cup it, but Meches Chashin in the face. I'm not sure. Halacha is not brought down. They say today we won't have so many mazikim around. They put them way better than mazikim. Yeah, we're not so much afraid of the mazikim today. Fighter. Chanus ain't them mishum zugais. If somebody drinks in the chanus, then there's no meaning of zugais. It's in a chanus, in a store, you could drink two or four or six or cups of wine, nothing will happen to you. So the question is, the meister before, by that man that gave his wife a get, and then used to drink the wine in the chanus. So the Elachuri drank the wine in the store, and something happened to him. So why do we say here nothing happens to him? So the difference is, here we're talking about mazikim. For a mazik, in the chanus, a mazik won't bother you if you drink the wine in the store. But before it was witchcraft. Witchcraft can happen even in the store also. That's what the Rashbam thing says here. It says the who gave her the shasach mishnah shafim shani shasach leg v'shasay. A witchcraft got to be careful even if you drink the wine in the store. But to be afraid of mazikim if you drink it in the store, that's not called the derech kviyus. That's the mazikim won't bother you there. Nimlach ein ben mishum zugais. Let's say you drink one cup and you decide you're not going to drink anymore. So finished. Then later you decide to drink a second cup, you don't add one and one together like two, like you drank two cups. Because since you changed your mind in between, they're not mitzar together. It lies like one and one, don't be able to be afraid of the mazikim. Oirach ain by mishum zugis. If you have a guest over and you give him one cup to drink, so it's also a svar like nimlach. He's not for sure then he'll get a second cup. So when he drank one cup, his mind was only to drink one cup. Later, if the balabas gives him another one, he doesn't have to be afraid of zugis. Isha ain by mishum zugis. And Isha that drinks two cups doesn't have to be afraid of mazikim. Because she's also, it's not a derech for to drink wine, so each cup is like changing her mind. But v'isha chashub, let's say she's a prestige lady, that they do drink wine, then chashinim. Then when she drinks two cups, she has to be afraid maybe the mazikim will harm her. Omer Rav Chinan lo b'reid el Yeshua. Is asparagus mitztaref l'toiva v'yein mitztaref l'ruah. Doesn't mean really asparagus, but the type of a drink, Rashbam says. It's a choshva type of a wine they make with this drink. So this type of a cup, it's mitztaref l'toiva, means if you already drank two cups of wine and you drink this third cup, it makes you don't have to be afraid of zugas. You have three now. But if you aim mitztaref l'ruah, if you only drank one cup of wine and now you drink another cup of this drink, it's not mitztaref for bear to make it like you have two. It doesn't make it into zugas. It only helps you and doesn't make it bad for you. So Rashbam says, asparagus, blush and parsley, curry, and the kruv, a type of a cabbage. He doesn't make them a kruv. It says, o mashkinhu, shaysim the kruv, a type of a drink they made out of this cabbage. O meyayin, and from cabbage and wine they made this drink. O regil amar l'shtoysa b'chol boikri refuah. Used to drink this drink every morning for refuah, for medicine. Koydim achi before the yate. Vilkach mitztarach the type of lemon raw, the immediate refuahu. Since the whole thing is a medicine, it won't harm you. So if you drank already one cup of wine, and now you drink this cup, it's not going to make it like you have two cups, you don't have to be afraid. Okay, so refuah is only good and that doesn't do harm. Amar Ravina Mishmei the Rava. Zuge lechumra. Zugas, you have to go lechumra. You have to be strict. If you're in doubt whether you have zugas or not, you have to go lechumra. Be strict upon yourself. The Yamalei, some say no zugi lekula. If you have a shaylan hilcha zugas, you can paskin lekula. What does that mean? Is it Rashbam? Zuge lechumra. What's going to be if you're doubtful? You drank a few cups of wine, and you're not sure how many you drank. You're not sure if you drank three or four. What should you do now? Is lechumra means yishta, drink another cup. If you drank four already, since you want this one to make it odd, or make it into an odd number. Let's say you only drank three so far. Then we consider like you're changing your mind now. So kids, if you're in doubt if you drank an even number or not, the eighth of the chumra means you should drink another cup. And like make it tonight. If you drank an odd number, if you drank an even number, this should make it odd. If you drank an odd number, this should blab like nimlach, like you're changing your mind, and it's not the staff doesn't add to the odd to make it into an even. And some say no go lakula. Means if you're doubtful, leave it the way it is. Don't drink anything. Like we had before. Because if you don't drink anything, so you show you're not so much, but you're not so much afraid of the mazikim, they won't come after you. So that's the smart to go to kula. If you're doubtful, if you drank or not, don't drink another one. Omar Rabbi Yosef, trade the cham, you drank two cups of wine. V'chad the shich, then you drank one cup of beer, loy mitzdarf, it doesn't help you out. Hey, since wine is more choshev than beer, so the beer cannot add to the wine. So you're still left like you drank two cups of wine. If you're afraid of mazikim, you should drink a third cup of wine. What about the opposite way? Trade the shichu, you drank first two cups of beer. V'chad the chamra, then you drank a third cup of wine, mitzdarf. That makes it like it's an odd number now, because something more choshev adds to the less one. The semnecha, what's the simon to this? Zeh klalik, we have a din in Hilchas Tumah, that kol amechur b'loi, if you want to add a shear of kelim to mekabel tumah, it has to be big enough. So different type of material have different shearim, how big they have to be to mekabel tumah. The klal is kolam chubuloi min acham mimeno tame min akal mimeno torah. Let's say one material has to be a foot long, another material has to be a yard long. So if you have a material that has to be a yard long now, and it's only missing a foot, if you take another material and its material is only a foot and put it here, for sure it'll help you, because that material is more chomer than this material. So something that's more chomer could be added to less chashiv. But something that's more choshev, less choshev, cannot be added to something that's more choshev. Here also, beer is not so choshev like wine. So beer cannot be added to wine, but wine could be added to beer. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav, trei kama taka. If you drank two cups before you had your meal, v'chada taka, then you had one cup of wine during your meal, mitzdarfi. That one cup helps you like you only have three, don't have to be afraid. What about chad makmei taka? One cup you drank before the meal. Utreya taka. Now you drank two cups during the meal. That's the more chashuv of drinking. Learn mitzdarfin. You can't be mitzdarf the first one with the next two. You're left with two, and if you're afraid, you have to be afraid. You should drink a third cup. Mask of lover mesharshia. Oto anan leskune taka kovinim. Do we have to fix up the meal? Lachura leskune gavrabinim. We have to fix up the man. The gavra called misakin. Like, what's the difference if he drank the wine before the meal or during the meal? The question is, did this man drink an even number or an odd number? So once he drank three cups, what's the difference if one was before and two was later or not? Because the man himself is questioning, he's drinking wine now. So if he drank an odd number, it should be good. Vikoi, elomra mishashia, the kuliyam, everybody holds like this. Trei ataka, if he drank two during the meal. Vechad labos ataka, and one after the meal, learn it starfi. It doesn't help you. It doesn't make it good. So Shbam learns like this. Hachik asinin. Omer Rav Nachman. Trei mikme taka. V'chad atakam starfin. Chad mikame taka. If you drank one before the meal. O trei ataka and two during the meal, learn it starfi. Hoyo v'shtei ataka zugas. Since the two you're drinking during the meal as a pair, l'mahani leitzir. It doesn't help you to take away from it. O the kuliyal means afilu rabbi sharshiyah. Trei ataka v'chad bos ataka lem starfin. Mishumaisa d'rabba banachneni. The asrichinu taka la'adure kai meivo mitziya basrechas apoilim. The chad the bos ataka mistarf the trei ataka lishkinu kai shlishi. The bos ataka b'loi la'adure taka. But the other question was the maisim ba mitziya that he drank two cups during the meal and then they took away the table. So Mashma, the only way to Mesakim was they had to bring back the table to say in the middle of the meal now, he's drinking the third kais. Mashma, once you finish the meal, that's called you drank just those two cups. So in the middle of the meal, you drank two cups. And then the end of the meal, you can't be Mesakim. You're finished. The only way to be Mesakim is to bring back the table and finish drinking in the middle of the meal. Barakihu Maestri with the that was the Maestri in Bob Mitzia by Rabbi Barachmeni. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Call ha mozug mitzarf. Any type of drinking that's mozug, that's diluted, it can starve. If you drank two cups of diluted wine, and then you drink a third cup of diluted wine, it's mitzarf like you have an odd number now. Chutz min amayim. A chutz from water. If you drank two cups of diluted wine, and now you drink water,